Hey, Faith. You find any big bads likely to relieve some stress?
Angel, Jesus, you scared me. Don't sneak up on a slayer like that. And you know me. I always find a way to get my release.
Oh, of that I have no doubt. Are you patrolling with Buffy tonight, or are you here alone?
Alone? Bee's got a nice big stick up her ass these days. Ever since Scott dumped her, she's all angsty. Kind of reminds me of you.
Oh, Buffy is seeing someone. I must have been left out of the newsletter about him. Well, you know, that's good. I'm glad she found someone. Wait, it's over between them? Well, that's too bad.
Ha, yeah, such a loss. He was grade A high school meet. Such a treat.
Thanks, Faith. It really makes my night to know her ex was a treat.
Aw, broody butt. You know, I'm just teasing. You were always my first choice of Buffy's exes.
Is that so? I mean, I know you like to play games with Buffy about her boyfriends and stuff, but, you know, I thought you were just messing around. You know, to get in her head and stuff. But I'd really be your first choice.
Well, yeah, I like to fuck with her, but a vampire? I didn't know Bee had it in her. I've been with enough boys pretending to be men to know that they could never handle me. You, on the other hand, you might be able to.
I have to keep that in mind. Faith?
Yes, Angel?
Why are we, you know, dancing around the real issue here?
And what's this real issue, Angel?
Faith, Buffy told me. I know about the guy.
Shit. Of course she told you. Why wouldn't she? Look, it's a non-issue. It happened, but I'll be damned if I let it haunt me for the rest of my life. I'm not goody two-slayer. I can handle a little darkness.
She was worried about you, Faith. That's why she told me. I mean, you know, you tend to get defensive when, you know, something comes up that you don't want to talk about. And to be honest, I was worried about you too. This is not something you just shake off.
Worried about me? I don't know why you'd be worried about me. I'm 5x5, Ange. Blue skies.
Faith, you don't have to play that crap with me. You killed a human. I know it was an accident, but still.
You don't get it. I don't care. It happened. Move on. I know I have.
Look, murder is not something you just move on from, Faith. Even if you think it's over, it's not. This will haunt you, like, forever.
Maybe it haunt you, or it does haunt you, whatever. Look, I don't have to waste my time with this.
Faith, please.
Get that close to me and you'll have a new situation to deal with.
Don't pretend you're completely fine with all this. I know the real you. You are not some stone-cold killer. You do care about people, even though you spend most of your time trying to convince people that you don't. Look, I'm just here to let you know that you're not alone in this, Faith. You're not.
I am alone. Always have been. When my first watcher died, it was my fault. And I've been on my own since. I get by. I manage. I deal. So if you want to help me, like it seems like you do, then you can help me release some of this tension. I know you and Bee had some semi-wild moments after slaying. Always makes you hungry and horny, you know?
Faith, I think you're trying to chase me away. I'm here to help you. Any way I can.
I'm not trying to chase you away. I'm trying to get you under me, or on top of me, or pinned against this tombstone and ride you.
Are you really asking me what I think you're asking me? I can't. We can't. You know, what about Buffy?
Asking? No, telling, yes. And what's it matter about Buffy? She moved on to Scott Hope. Why can't you get in a little rough and tumble? You know, you're not a one-slayer type of guy.
You're telling me?
Look, I know the risks I run in giving you that happy, happy moment, and I don't care. So yeah, I'm telling you. And I think, just like I thought, Little Angel seems to like what I'm saying. Maybe a part of you remembers that night you had me chained in your mansion.
I didn't mean for that to happen. Look, I think I'm gonna leave.
Your loss.
Wait. Please?
That's what I thought.
What? What are you asking? I mean, ordering me to do?
I think it's time you were a good little vampire and dropped to your knees. I am the Slayer, after all. Built to overpower you, to win. And right now, I want your mouth on my aching cunt.
Yes, my Slayer.
Such an obedient vampire. Succumbing to the Slayer. Like your kind old as well.
I love the way you taste. I want to drink every drop.
Just don't get any fingy ideas, and I'll let you swallow every drop of me.
Oh, yes. Please. I want to make you squirt deep in my throat.
Angel. Begging for me to squirt for him? God, you're so much better than Xander.
Yes.
Now be a good boy and I want shut you to up come. And suck on my clit until I come.
Please, Faith.
Angel, as much as I love your begging, shut up and let me focus on grinding my cunt against your face.
Thank you for letting me drink you.
Such a good boy. You're welcome, of course, but it's not enough. Take off your pants.
Yes. Anything for you.
That's a sight I've been longing to see. A nice throbbing cock waiting for me. I wonder if you'd like to see your Slayer on her knees, licking that perfect cock because she wants it. Because she craves it. And I do. But you're not allowed to touch me. Or move. Stay perfectly still, or I'll stop. Understood?
Yes. Good. I won't move an inch, I promise. Thank you.
Tastes so good.
Oh, thank you, my Slayer Queen.
Queen, huh? Am I better than Buffy? Do I make your cock feel better than she ever has? You were her first, after all. I have a little more mileage. A few more notches in my belt.
I don't want to admit it, but yes. You are so much better than Buffy. She can't hold a candle to you. Oh, but look, please. Please don't tell her about this.
Why not? This feels good, doesn't it? your blood rising, your dead heart wishing it could race faster.
Yes. Yes, I do wish for that. You are perfect, Faye. Damn right. Oh my God, perfect.
Now tell me, are you close?
Not really. Why?
God, because I'm bored with sucking your cock. I think it's time that I take you for a ride.
Where do you want me?
Fuck. Such a good response. You see that mausoleum over there? There's a nice little cove, pretty stained glass windows, a nice column for you to pin me up against.
The perfect spot. Lead the way, my queen.
See? Nice and quaint and quiet and sturdy. Now be a good boy and fuck me.
Of course.
Your hands behind my knees like that feel nice. But I won't break. You can be a little rougher than that. Slayers are warriors, Angel.
Oh, yeah, I have it. Like this?
Good boy.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You feel fucking amazing.
Yeah. You like your coffee buried in this tight cunt, don't you? You like knowing that you're being allowed to fuck a slayer when who actually knows what she's doing?
Oh, yes. Oh, I have never felt like this before. Oh, my God. You're one of a kind, Faith. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, just like that.
And don't you ever forget it. Now fuck me harder. Use that supernatural strength to actually make me feel something.
Here we go. Oh my God, I'm gonna destroy this slayer pussy.
You can try, but I'm not sure if you have it in you.
Oh yes. This is unbelievable. Oh, slamming inside a true slayer's pussy like this. Oh my God. In and out. Oh fuck, deeper with each stroke. Yes.
Yes. My legs wrapped around you, letting you getting deeper into me. Fuck.
Oh God. Angel, Buffy could never take me like this.
She feels so good.
She was always so afraid to try anything rough. I told her that I had trouble holding back sometimes, but she didn't care. Not like you. Oh my God, you're amazing.
Buffy is weak. You never knew true power until I came along. And fuck. God damn it. I think I'm gonna come.
Let me catch up so we can come together.
You didn't say please. Oh God, fuck. Oh my God, I'm coming. Oh fuck. Angel.
Oh. Okay, so you're gonna finish me off with your mouth, or what?
Nice try, champ. Hey, thanks for the good workout, but I gotta be heading. Yeah.
Faith?
Hi, Angel.
Faith! It's just... that's bullshit.